Welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise today and we bless the name of the Lord for giving us life and strength this day. We humbly come before the Lord in prayer every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at Bethel Encounter in faith, trusting that as servants of the Most High God, as we pray that the Lord, according to His word and promises that He's made in His word, He would hear us and He would bring us answers. I would urge you to engage with your heart, not out of compulsion or just sheer necessity, but out of love for having the opportunity to have fellowship with our dear Lord Jesus Christ in prayer as we have gathered here this afternoon. God richly bless you. Our monthly theme is still Mighty God. Psalm 95 verse 3, for the Lord is a mighty God, a mighty King over all the gods. So there's no one higher than our God. There's no higher authority above our God. Our Father in heaven, He's God Most High. His throne is set above all. Now our title, or our focus today, is favored by the mighty God for uncommon results. And you should get excited about what we are going to pray about today. Favored by the mighty God for uncommon results. This is Favored Thursday, and your day is favored in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God's favor produces results that are beyond human explanation. And you need to believe and accept that it is evidential from God's word that when God favors you, you encounter results that are beyond human explanation, which in result or in turn causes you to stand out. When you have normal results, there is no standing out. When you have supernatural or uncommon results, everybody starts looking at you. How did you go about it? Who helped you to do it? I mean, this is mysterious. Yes. That is what brings God the glory. When everybody sees that by all standards, this was not by the hand of any man or woman, but it was by the mighty hand of God. To stand out means that you must be favored by God to have uncommon results. That leads to standing out. That is why we come humbly before the Lord in prayer every time. For the world to come to Jesus, they must see uncommon results. Because the world is always going after what they see. When you come into Christ Jesus, it is an act of faith. But the world, what draws their mind, and children, I mean, as you put it, what draws the mind of a child when they see something spectacular or amazing? Like Moses, when he had not met the Lord, what drew his attention? The flame. The Lord grant us the grace to have uncommon results in the name of Jesus by His favor.
Amen.
So that when the world sees our results, they'll be drawn to him.
Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 2 verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So favor is not an option. It is mandatory for, as a child of God, to operate under divine favor. Because Jesus did say he grew in wisdom and in stature, and he had favor with God and man. Our first prayer today is, Father in heaven, let your favor supply all my needs, mighty God. And we are praying this prayer from Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, which says that, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This was said by Paul, Apostle Paul, concerning those that kept giving to support his ministry. And for everyone that is serving with us at Glow Music, this is your portion, that the Lord will by his favor supply your every need, so that you can keep serving fully equipped to the glory of our Almighty God. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father in heaven, let your favor supply all my needs. In my life, wherever there is the word need, Lord, let your glory be seen through your supplies, divine supplies. There's no area of our lives that the Lord cannot supply. We exercise faith in him and believe in him and be patient with him. Lord, divine supplies by your favor in our lives. Let every need become a testimony, O Lord, to the glory of your name, to the glory of your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every need become a testimony, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise. Exodus chapter 12 verse 36, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. Exodus chapter 12 verse 36. We've read the scripture, I believe, quite a number of times, and we know that it was by favor that the children of Israel plundered the Egyptians. So we are praying, please give me favor, O Lord, for supernatural provision. Of course, as we've learned previously, the provision was for them to serve the Lord. Let my people go that they may serve me. So we are praying that Lord equip us with supernatural provision for excellent service. Lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are right now.
Please give me favor for supernatural provision in the name of Jesus.
Lord, the Lord says that you will not rest till you make Lord Israel praise in the earth. Lord, you will not rest till you make us Lord a praise in the earth. Therefore, Lord, we pray, Lord, provide for us supernaturally. Lord, cause us, Lord, to, Lord, operate under supernatural provision. In the name of Jesus, supernatural provision from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, supernatural provision. In the mighty name of Jesus, equipping us for effective service. In the name of Jesus, supernatural provision. Yandere de beke be abadaba yandodododo boshabadaba. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural provision. In the name of Jesus, supernatural provision. Jesus, we thank you for supernatural provision in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we give you praise. Thank you for supernatural provision in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. So you see here, wow, this is a beautiful scripture. Thou shalt lend to many nations, because the Lord is giving unto you his good treasure, good treasure, good treasure. A man can receive nothing except to be given from above. Every good and perfect gift cometh from above. The Lord shall give unto us his good treasure. For a reason for us to lend unto many nations and not to borrow. This is not a promise to the world, it's a promise to the children of God. That will not be beggarly. We will not go and minister at places and be hoping that he will give us something small. That the Lord will remember us and bless us so much to overflowing that wherever we go, we rather are being a blessing to others.
Amen.
Jesus fed thousands of people by the supernatural provision of God. That is what the supernatural provision of God can do. If you depend on your salary, salary can only move to a certain level. You can be earning 100,000 in a month. Still, it is not everything it can do. But there's something about divine provision that whenever there's a need and divine provision encounters it, there are results that can just blow the mind of anyone. And of course, you may think that you have money in your account. You say, Pastor, you don't know. You there, you don't know. You don't know. I don't know. But what I know is that there can be a time that you have a need that the money in your account can't even do anything about it. So, divine provision, that's where you find the scripture. It says, your present help in time of need. Wherever you find a need, the provision of God for that need, it is beyond human imagination, because at a point when money has failed, the provisions of God can never fail. It will take charge in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we are praying that, Father in heaven, please bless the work of my hands with uncommon results. I am tired of 1 + 1 = 2. I am tired of the mathematics of man operating when it comes to the work of my hands. When it comes to supernatural increase, Lord, that is why you are there. And so today, I'm submitting the work of my hands to you. Prove your might. This month, we are learning about the mighty God. Lord, prove your might and let the world see. Surprise everyone and let everyone know that it is by your favor that there has been this increase. Bless the work of my hands with uncommon results. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Lord Jesus, Father in heaven, bless the work of my hands with uncommon results. In the name of Jesus,
Lord, we trust in you. We trust in you. You are our defense. You are our source. We have no other source. You are the one we can turn to. Lord, we turn to you today, asking that bless the work of our hands. We have nowhere else to go but to you. Bless the work of our hands and take all the glory. Bless the work of our hands and take all the glory. Supernaturally increase. Bless the work of our, because we know one thing about your blessing. You say, for the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. That is riches with peace. riches not with pride, riches with humility, riches that bring praise to you, riches that transforms the lives of many. And everyone here, Lord, praying today is an agent for change in the name of Jesus. And Lord, cause us to encounter, Lord, encounter blessings on our hearts, which comes with uncommon results. Uncommon results, uncommon results, uncommon results, uncommon results, multiplicity beyond human imagination, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Before we sing our last song of praise unto the Lord, I am pleading with you wherever you are. There's nothing that the enemy can promise you that will end well. I've seen people who, or I've heard of people, not just heard of, I mean, I've encountered people who have gone for Sakawa, and in one day they lost it all. Because only God is the right source. I didn't say that I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and I didn't force Jesus to say it. He said it. Nobody else too has said it. So I don't care whether your family, you come from a certain faith, a different faith, believing in certain things. Please, I'm not the one saying it. The Lord I believe in, his name is Christ Jesus, and he says that I am the resurrection and the life, and he proved it. He died and he rose up again. And that sacrifice, he did it for you and I. I don't want to be the only beneficiary. Please, I'm inviting you to also give your life to Christ Jesus so that you can have access to eternal life, which he has provided for everyone who believe and receive it. So please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. Today, I surrender my life completely to you. I seek to serve you, O Lord. Please receive me, Lord, even as I've received you into my heart and as I believed that you are my Savior. Please let me be your servant, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can live a life that is pleasing to you alone. I give you all the praise, my King, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed. Amen.
Amen. Father, for your favor to supply all our needs, for favor for supernatural provision, for the blessing and the work of our hands, we just want to exalt you in this song. Do not dance on me. Pastor Christ in this service today, contact us via email info@globalmusicministry.com. You can call, you can also chat with us through this number 026-0009090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. as we learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Hear music. Stand out with God.